Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sunday midday show with Andy and Randy. I guess during the week, 140 would be the AMA.
Right.
Okay, do you think we could do an AMA today?
Why not?
I think we could try.
Why?
Would it be 340, right? The last segment that we'll do before Grant takes over.
Oh.
Live from Murph's at Cobb Galleria. We'll just get the phone lines open
and let
Josh know to throw people on hold, and we'll do an AMA later on in the show.
Yeah, man. I saw some real quick because he balled. I think it was the night before. Cooper Flag is being shut down for
just
summer league.
Just saw that,
All right, we've seen him. All right.
We're good. They do that with all these guys. Yeah. They did it with Wemby last year.
We're good.
Yeah, or 2 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. We're good. So, yeah, we don't need him to play anymore.
Yeah. Let Cooper Flag play against Bronny.
Yes.
Let ESPN get its number.
Yes,
and then we'll shut him down.
Because he went off the other night.
Yeah, he played good the other night.
He went off the other night, man. But, yeah, I always like seeing all the – players that go out to Vegas and everything like that. You saw clips of some of the Hawks players out there. Kobe
Bufkin. Hey, man.
He did his thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to be I'm not gonna be anything but excited about a healthy Kobe Bufkin.
Yeah, man.
15 free throws.
Yeah, man. Did his thing,
forcing the issue. Had, what, he have 29 points or something like that in the first summer league game? Yeah. I mean, he's a guy who, you know, like, no offense to Kobe Bufkin, but, like, he's not going to make or break the year.
Right.
But if he's healthy and he's your backup point guard,
you need that,
then you don't have to do anything else. And it sounds like they genuinely believe in him.
Right.
And they
him. Right.
And we've seen, you know, we've seen little flashes. He just hadn't played much because he hadn't been able to stay healthy. But, yeah, if Kobe Bufkin can have a nice little summer league and give you some optimism as a backup point guard coming into the year, that's nice. That's like one less move you have to make.
Right.
So, yeah, I like seeing that for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. But, yeah, it's always fun when you get to see those guys go support their teammates and everything out there in Vegas. And, you know, as you know, the summer goes along, we got a while for training camp. Yeah, but
we got a while.
We got a while before training camp. So, how long is summer league?
Yeah, like a week or so. Oh,
and then what the hell do you do after that?
Hang out.
Okay. I'm just kidding.
I mean, that's the thing. The NBA season just ended.
It just ended. That's
right? I mean, the finals was like 3 weeks ago. They compact their offseason so much.
Yes.
Whereas football stretches it out.
Yes.
It feels like football goes the whole time.
Yeah, but you got guys reporting in training camp yesterday. And then I was reading today, and I wish I would have saved this tweet about how many – because you remember we talked about this right after the draft. And you remember the Houston Texans, we were like, they made their client – whoever they drafted – he was the highest paid second rounder ever.
Right, fully guaranteed. Wide receiver.
Yeah, it was wide receiver. And now, like, all the second rounders are not being signed because
everyone wants that. I remember when they did that.
You remember when we talked about that?
This is going to mess stuff up.
It is messing stuff up.
This is going to mess stuff up for people.
Yes.
I guess the Falcons didn't make a second round.
No, they did not.
Right?
No.
So that's nice.
Yeah, but no, I was like, what the
hell?
Don't
have to worry about that.
Yeah, you're like, you see what they gave him? I want that.
I'd like that, too.
Hold on, bro. That's their fault. You know what I mean? It is. If that ain't Cleveland Browns
it
all over again.
Exactly
okay,
what it is.
Right there. But, Chargers rookies report, second round, Trey Harris, official holdout, with 30 of the 32 second round unsigned because of the disagreement over guaranteed money.
The Texans signed their guy to a fully guaranteed contract. See you, Abe. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Abe.
Or maybe we won't. All right, well, whatever. We'll see you someday.
Go do something. Hey, man. Go,
go jog.
Is he working tomorrow?
I don't know what he's doing. Morning shift. Oh, he's doing the morning shift.
Okay.
That's right, because one of their three hosts is out, and they need a third one.
Yeah.
They can't just do two hosts.
Yeah.
Like most of us. Yeah.
They're so bougie up there.
they're bougie. It is the morning.
They're bougie in the morning.
I understand. It is the morning.
So we're here. Who's here tomorrow with us? Is everybody out tomorrow, or are we just out?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Never mind. Hey, go home.
They kind of leave us to our own devices.
Go home. Hey, get me that shrimp basket. Go home, Abe. Yes, go home.
Can I be honest about something that's been on my mind since Friday?
Yes.
Remember in the opening segment of the 1 o'clock hour, we're at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, right? And we're talking Braves, whatever.
Yeah.
And listeners are up there and we're meeting them and everybody's awesome normally.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then there was that dude
who
was standing next to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a little out of character.
For you.
I would say.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. And I was just I was wondering why he was standing so close to you. And so I asked on the air and I think that I might have made him feel bad. I think I made him feel bad. I don't know if I embarrassed him. I was probably a little bit more aggressive in my tone than normal. I think the Braves had me upset. I don't really know what it is, but I said what I said.
You did.
And then he walked away. And he never came back.
You are without a doubt one of the nicest, most caring, most genuine people I've ever met in my life. All right.
Thank you, Randy. All right. I love you.
When you did that, I was like, oh.
And I was,
and he's such a nice guy.
I wasn't trying to be mean.
I always forget his name, but he is one. Yeah. He always comes and sees us.
I swear I wasn't trying to be
comes,
mean.
He and so once we finish the segment, I turn and look for him. You made that man. You made that man leave Kennesaw, Andy.
He left. I know.
You were.
I was thinking about it yesterday.
I've never seen that side of you.
All I said was, why is he standing so close to you? He was standing right there.
It was weird.
I could see that you were starting to be like, why is this guy still standing?
But I knew that he wasn't. Okay. But he was just saying hello, Andy.
I know he was.
And you.
But it was just so long left before the break.
You were so out of character.
I was weird.
You really were.
I know. And I think the Braves made me do it. I swear to God, I think the Braves made me do it. Like I was so frustrated with how they were playing, and I don't know, we were talking about them and whatever. And then, but I was hoping, I was like, I don't know, maybe Randy talked to him after the show. It might have happened, but you didn't, right?
No, I didn't.
So he left.
He left, man.
So I said that, and he was like, I'm out.
Yes, because and they always say I'm the rude one.
I know.
And I'm not. I've got. Which I am.
You're not rude.
I'm not rude.
You're not rude. I can be rude. I don't mean to be. I didn't mean to be, but I was right there. Yeah. And you're not surprised by this probably to hear it.
You were thinking about this.
I've been thinking about it.
I know you
since
have.
Then.
I know. And seriously, I know.
I really hope that guy doesn't think that I was upset with him or anything like that. I want him to come back.
Yes.
I was just kind of giving him a hard time in the moment.
Yes, you were.
Because he was being weird.
You said it so all our listeners can hear it, too.
Yeah.
Hey, why is this guy standing
right
beside you?
Put him right on blast.
Yeah, you did.
Put him right on blast.
And so you heard
anyway, if you're out there, I apologize. And next time we're in Kennesaw, please come back.
Please do, because he's such a nice such a nice gentleman.
And stand wherever you want.
Yeah. Next time,
stand right next to me.
We'll be at Twin Peaks in Buckhead Friday.
This Friday.
Yep. Go stand next to Andy.
You get right up close.
Yep.
As close as you want. I don't care.
It don't matter.
Yeah, I know. Good. I'm glad we're able to work through that one, because I've been thinking about
you
since it happened. Like the remainder of the show, I was looking around. I was like, is he still here?
I don't see him. Yeah.
Don't see him. Yeah, all right. Yeah. I think he had a shirt on that said Dalmatian Plumbing.
Yeah, dog.
So I think he works for Dalmatian Plumbing. And from what I've heard, assuming that he works for that company, I've heard that's the best plumbing company you can go to. So if you're looking for any plumbing needs, if you got a leak or whatever, P-trap installation or whatever,
right.
Dalmatian Plumbing is the one you need to go to.
There we go, dog. But
I hope that's the thing that was on his shirt.
I do, too. I really, really.
I've been thinking about that since.
I know you have. I know you have. Because you know why you've been thinking about it? Because you're that type of guy.
I am. All right.
You worry about the perception that people have of
you. Well, I just don't like being mean to people.
Yeah.
I don't like being mean to people. Unless if I do it on purpose, which almost never happens.
But you didn't do that on purpose.
I didn't do it on purpose.
Yes, you didn't do it on purpose. You were joking around and everything. We were having a good time.
Did you hear the little brief clip of them trying to interview LeBron at the Summer League game?
No.
Because he was there, obviously, to watch Bronny.
Right.
And I've seen headlines like LeBron supporting the Lakers at Summer League. It's like, well, kind of. He's a Laker, but also his son plays for the team. Somebody tried to interview him. He's like, I don't have anything to say about the Lakers.
I saw. Okay. The funniest thing was like, because Bron, like, to be that rich and be at a Bad Bunny concert in Puerto Rico, dance with Bad Bunny on stage. First of all, you winning. You winning at all kind of life. But then get on your jet, because he has his own plane.
Sure he does.
And then fly to Vegas to see your boy play in an NBA Summer League game.
Yeah.
That's life. That's living.
He's living.
That's
earned it.
Yeah, man. He's earned it, man. But no, the funny thing about it was, and we always talk about I don't ever want to discredit anybody who's an insider or anything like that. But sometimes it seems like they get ahead of themselves wanting to be the first guys, because they were talking about, we know Luka knew that they were going to sell some of the stuff, but the Bus family was going to sell.
Oh.
Then it was like they didn't tell LeBron, but then it comes out, well, yes, they did tell LeBron that they were going to sell it. Hmm. But then you got credible people, well, sometimes I believe some of the stuff they say also, but don't make a big deal out of it as others do. But they'll come out, oh, they didn't tell LeBron. Everybody, the funniest thing about this whole Laker-LeBron thing is like common sense tells you what to do. One is 25 years old.
Right.
And is a superstar. The other
40.
One is 41.
Yeah.
You build around the young guy.
You do.
You build around the young guy because he's going to be there for the next 10 years. LeBron is not going to be. So, yeah, I don't understand it. But it was crazy because I saw some stuff yesterday. I was reading up on stuff about this whole situation, right? Because everybody said LeBron should take a pay cut. Why?
Why?
Why should he take a pay cut?
Like opted out of the or what? Because he opted into the player option. I guess he could have opted out of it, and then he's a free agent.
Yeah.
And then they why?
Why?
I mean, I get, and I guess if you're saying that, you're under the assumption that he wants to stay with the Lakers and be a part of whatever they're trying to build around Luka, which I don't know. Maybe he does. That's my thing, though, is like I understand. Look, the complexities of the situation are not lost on me. They did not think they were going to get Luka.
No.
It fell into their laps.
Yes.
They had to do it, and now they're trying to figure it out. And, look, it's a good problem to have if you're talking about good problems long-term for a franchise. They just sold for $10 billion, and they have one of the best young players in the league.
Yes.
And one of the best other players in the league ever still on the team and still very good. LeBron was second-team All-NBA last year. I just don't know, like, where does LeBron at this point of his career fit best? Like, what's the best kind of team for him to be on? Because he wants to win a championship.
Yeah.
There's no reason for him to be in now. He got to play with his son, which is awesome.
But this, my crazy thing about it is, like, we're talking about the match and everything, and people are like, well, they don't have – if Luka Doncic plays like Luka Doncic with LeBron, dude, they can beat damn near anybody if he plays the way he's supposed to play.
Right, right. But then is their roster deep enough to win with those two guys both making like max money?
No,
probably not.
Probably not.
So it's probably going to take them an offseason or two to put the right pieces around.
You ain't going to tell me that DeAndre Ayton is him.
No.
Yeah,
that's the funny thing about this story about, like, Luka called DeAndre Ayton, but LeBron didn't. It was like, look, man, you know, not every free agent signing gets a phone call.
LeBron didn't call Jackson Hayes.
Yeah, I bet he didn't.
I bet he didn't text
you. You know what I mean?
I bet he didn't text his sorry ass either.
Like, I bet we know Trey and Porzingis talked, but, like, you know, there's been – I bet, like, when they signed I don't know. I didn't say anybody's name. There's been a lot of random guys on the team. I bet Trey didn't call all those guys.
I bet he didn't.
I bet he called Porzingis.
I bet he called Porzingis. I bet he called the
I bet he didn't call Gildas. DeAndre Plowden.
I bet he called Alexander.
Yeah.
I bet he didn't call Vic Creechy. I bet Trey didn't call
I bet he didn't.
Din Yang.
Yeah. No, I bet he didn't.
I bet he didn't call him.
You think he called Luke Kennard?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, probably.
I was trying to set Luke up for a little fun there.
Yeah, I know he's an Oregon guy. Is he an Oregon guy?
No, he's
Duke. Duke guy.
Duke guy. Pretty much.
But yeah, I get. Yeah, he didn't call him.
So.
And he sounded like a little whiny little baby.
Who was sounding like
Ayton?
That? Ayton. Yeah. Well, tell you.
LeBron didn't text me.
I'll tell you this about Ayton. I don't know him personally, but there's enough of a track record now to be like, what's wrong with this guy?
I don't know, man.
He's got a little bit of a perception problem when it comes to who he is in the NBA.
Yeah.
The Portland Trailblazers, who are not good.
At all.
They're not a good basketball
team. They're very
bad. I'm intrigued by some of the things they've done the last couple of years, and I think maybe they're working their way back towards being decent. They paid him to leave.
Yes.
Paid him to leave.
Go.
The only thing I remember DeAndre Ayton doing in his time in Portland was not making it to that one game because it snowed.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, that is right.
They had to send a team vehicle to go. It was like when Freddie got picked up by Chipper.
I'm just telling you, dog, if you ain't never been in snow before, the dude is from the damn Bahamas. He went to Arizona.
Oh, is that where Ayton's from?
Bahamas? Yeah, he's from Bahamas.
That's cool.
But I'm telling you, dude, the first snow in St. Louis, like, I was like, what the hell is going on? Now, look, I had an issue, but still. When you ain't used to driving in snow like that.
It's true.
Because that's different. So this ain't this stuff here that had the whole.
It doesn't really snow in Portland like
state.
That.
Oh, really?
Now, Portland and here are pretty similar.
Oh, really?
It might snow more up
it
there.
It shut the whole state down when you got for flurries here.
Everybody panics in that part of the world when it snows.
Yes. Now, I'd have been in snow during snow the first time. I was like, what the heat? And I lived in Miami my whole life. Pretty much my whole career. Then first snow in St. Louis, like, whoa.
Oh, this is different.
What is the hell is this?
Yeah, I remember the first fall/winter I lived in Boston.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it might snow today.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, how much? Like 6 inches probably.
Yeah, no. Because
and I was like, oh, I'll see you guys on Monday. Like, no, that school won't be canceled.
It ain't flurries. It's feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, they don't care.
Yeah, they cool.
Nothing's canceled.
Yeah, they cool.
Growing up, if it was going to snow, if it might snow 3 inches, school's canceled the next day. If it might snow.
Yeah, man.
Out there, they're like, yeah, it's probably going to snow 6 inches tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll just be here?
Yeah, okay. Man.
The train still runs? Yeah, train's running. Get on the T. You're expected at work at 9 a.m. All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll come back top of the 2 o'clock hour. We want to do some NFL stuff? That's kind of what we're kind of doing the show in the normal format that we do the show during the week. It's just different hours and a different day. Yeah, we'll talk about some – there's not a lot going on in the NFL, but we'll talk about some of the things that are as we're broadcasting live. Andy and Randy, by the way. Andy Bunker, Randy McMichael. Midday show. Broadcasting live on a Sunday from Murph's Cobb Galleria, hanging out for the All-Star game. We'll be back in a few minutes. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.